Well, I got a story for you. It was Pentecost Sunday, just as it is today. As the congregation filed into church, the ushers handed everyone a bright red carnation to symbolize the festive spirit of the day. The people listened attentively to the reading of the Pentecost story from the book of Acts about how the disciples had heard what sounded like a powerful wind from heaven, about how the Holy Spirit had appeared like tongues of fire. Then came the sermon. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon us," the preacher began. "Like a powerful wind from heaven," shouted a woman sitting in the first pew. Then she threw one of the red carnations to the altar. The preacher began again. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon us." The same woman's voice rang out again. "The Spirit of the Lord, like tongues of fire, like tongues of fire." And she threw another red carnation toward the altar. As you can imagine, the preacher was getting a little bit disturbed at this point. So he looked straight at her and said, "Okay, now throw your purse." To which the woman replied with conviction, "Preacher, you just done calmed the wind and put the fire out." Hot shots. If you're not one, you can become one. That was what was on the message on the flyer from the Arrowhead Hot Shots. And I believe that's the message of the Pentecost, to become a spirit-filled hot shot for Christ. Now, with the Arrowhead Hotshots, their job is to put out fires. Wildfires, actually. And for good reason. There's homes and plantations scattered about the woods. I can remember, as a firefighter in my somewhat younger days, of going to many woods fires, many wildfires. And one in particular was in a neighboring county to where I served. And when I got there, the area we had to go through to get to where the fire was had already been burned. And it was a neighborhood where there were heavy woods and then homes scattered probably had like 2 or 3 acre lots with a home nestled in there. And home after home was burnt to the ground. It's something I'll never forget the rest of my life. It's just the amount of destruction. So with that thought, we understand why firefighters like the Arrowheads strive to put those fires out. It makes sense. But on the other hand, hotshot Christians may be more interested in setting a few fires and keeping the flame alive. So there's a little bit of difference there. We're going to find out. But anyway, the Arrowhead hotshots are busy right now and expect to be the rest of the summer. This is the wildfire season. You can ask any firefighter or even retired one. Don can tell you this is when the woods catch on fire. And that's all they do, is they fight wildfires. They don't have much life outside of that. Just listen to what their website says about their duties. Hotshot crews are expected to accept the most difficult and hazardous tasks. A typical shift is 16 hours. But working for 32 hours without relief often occurs. Firefighters often endure hot, smoky, dirty, dusty working conditions with little sleep and poor food. Sleep deprivation is the norm, and working with sharp tools in the dark on a steep hillside under hazardous conditions is common. Hotshots are frequently required to work for days at a time with only the 40 pounds of equipment carried in a fire pack. The work performed is physically demanding and emotionally taxing. Together for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 6 months, the crew eats, works, travels, and rests as a unit. Under these conditions, compatibility, camaraderie, understanding, and crew pride are absolutely necessary. And you know, when you think about it, that's just the kind of Pentecost commitment that the Holy Spirit brings to the church. Compatibility, camaraderie, understanding, the crew pride. We can't function with a church without this. We can't live with each other without this. Anyway, as Arrowhead hotshots work, they function with two basic truisms. Forest good, fires bad. That doesn't sound too unreasonable. We've been hearing that from Smokey the Bear and Bambi all our lives. You know, you remember the commercials with Smokey the Bear, you know. In fact, more than a century, we've battled blazes with everything we've got. And our army of firefighters has grown to more than 30,000 strong. But unfortunately, over the last 5 to 10 years, we have begun to discover that in some cases, we're causing more harm than good by putting out the wildfires. Wait a minute now, what are you talking about? Don't get me wrong, we need Arrowhead firefighters and the thousands like them. But the forest hasn't always had an adversity to fire. For a long time, fire was a good thing for forests. Before humans intervened, scattered ground fires that were started by lightning strikes most of the time cleared forest floors of accumulating leaves and branches and twigs and needles about every 5 to 25 years. These ecological friendly fires swiftly swept across the forest floor, leaving large trees intact with room to grow. For more than 100 years, we've interrupted an organic cycle we didn't even know existed and are only now beginning to understand. Scientists suspect certain plants have evolved because of these natural cleansing fires. In other words, through our firefighters, we may have inadvertently impeded the propagation, natural balance, and growth of wild vegetation. This is one of the reasons that you see state and national forest services control burning large tracts of land every spring. You know what I'm talking about when we're in the springtime, when we're coming back from town and we look out to the west or the north, or the south rather, and we see big billows of clouds of smoke going up, and we think, oh my word, the whole world's on fire out there. And actually what's happening most of the time is they're control burning for two reasons. One, for what we're talking about here, to purge the forest of the weeds, of the denseness, of the dead growth. And of course the other reason is so that by burning it in small tracts, we never have a wildfire that gets so out of hand that we can't control it. Because a fire can't burn where it's already burned. Also, farmers know that some burning is good for the plant and good for the soil. It's true. My grandfather used to go out and burn his front yard. I thought he was nuts. But he actually, when it came back, it was much greener. You know, a little burning in adversity might be good for us too, when you think about it. If only we could periodically burn away the weeds that seem to be choking our virtues, you know? If only we could periodically torch the harmful offenses in the undergrowth of our heart, then we might be better Christians. You know, if we could clean out all that, the weeds, the junk that seems to build up in our hearts, all that sinful stuff that hangs around there. Farmers know that friendly fires create appropriate fertilizer, strengthen root systems, and remove debris that impedes vigorous growth. You can't, and we've seen it in our own yard. When the flower bed gets overrun with weeds, the flowers don't grow. The weeds grow great. But the flowers just don't seem to want to grow. We have to keep all that other vegetation out of the way so the good stuff can grow. Is this not the same thing we're looking for in our faith, though? Are we not looking for something to create spiritual fertilizer with appropriate helpful nutrients, strengthening our roots, and removing debris that impede our vigorous growth? Are we not looking for something to cleanse our heart with and our spirit of all the sinful things that we've done and said and thought that seem to fill up those spaces and keep us from growing as fresh Christians of God? Aren't we looking for something to clear that? The answer is yes. But what could it be? What could this be that would cleanse our heart and spirit, that would help us to grow new and fresh in the sight of God? What could it be? Well, the answer is the friendly fire of the Holy Spirit, which came at Pentecost and remains alive and available to any and all that would receive Him. That's what we're talking about today, is that friendly fire of Pentecost, that friendly fire of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit came on this day in our scripture to start the church, with flames like tongues of fire lighting on the heads of men and women and illuminating their minds with the first great gift of speaking languages they didn't know. But folks, he didn't leave after that. The Holy Spirit didn't come the one time and then go back to God or go back somewhere else. Some people would have us believe that. But he is still here with us today, ready to cleanse our hearts and our spirits and our minds, ready to set that flame on fire inside of us, so that when we think about Christ, when we think about what the Lord has done for us, we get all fired up inside, to the point that we can't stand it. We boil over. He's ready and waiting for us to do that. The friendly fire of the Holy Spirit can burn away the undergrowth and debris of our lives, and we've all got it, and allow new life to appear. That's the story of Pentecost. When we can have our souls renewed, our hope enlivened, and our worship service made more powerful, if only we allow this cleansing fire of God to burn within us. And you know, sure, we all know we received the Holy Spirit when we became baptized believers. We all felt cleansed at that point. Well, we all have gotten kind of sloppy and lazy through our lives. Going through life, we think things we shouldn't think, and we say things we shouldn't say, and sometimes we do things we shouldn't do. And every time we do that, that adds more weeds, more sinful junk, undergrowth, that's getting in the way of all the good stuff to grow. It's getting in the way of us becoming the person that Christ knows we can be and wants us to be. And so we need to remember to take time to allow the Holy Spirit to come within us and rekindle that fire that's in us. We may have once had a big fire burning, but now it's kind of small, kind of smoldering. You know, kind of like a campfire just before you put the water on to put it out. You know, it's just barely smoking. We need to invite the Holy Spirit to come back in each one of us and renew that flame that was started back when we were baptized, back when we first became believers. We need the Holy Spirit to be healthy Christians, to be a healthy church. In other words, just like our lands and forests need friendly fire to be healthy, so do we. Again, deprived of fire, woodland landscapes from New York's Adirondacks to Washington's Olympic Peninsula have undergone dramatic changes. Once grassy clearings are closed up with trees, swamps are filled in with vegetation and dried up, the open areas under the tree canopies, known as the understory, is clogged with a thick mass of vegetation. And you know, like our woodlands, our souls, they also feel closed up, fogged up, dried up. But it doesn't have to stay that way. That's the message of the Pentecost. That's the message of our story today. It doesn't have to stay that way. Yes, we tend to get that way. Christ has sent us the Holy Spirit. And He is with us right now, right here. He's with each one of you. The Holy Spirit is a gift from God that is a cleansing fire that changes lives. And yet, we resist it. Ever notice that? We resist it. We've all felt the Holy Spirit beginning to work on us a little bit or trying to move us or motivate us a little bit. We resist it. We run from it. Why? I've resisted it. I've run from it. Why? The only thing I can think of is that maybe it's the fear of change. You know how us humans are. Some of us get upset if the brand of toilet paper is changed in the bathroom. We go, what? We want the generic from Charmin? I'm going to die. You know, we don't like change, do we? We get afraid of it. We don't know what's going to happen when things change. And so when we hear that the Holy Spirit has all these things for us, but that it's going to change our lives, maybe we run from it. Maybe we're scared of it. But fear doesn't stop the arrowhead hotshots, and it doesn't need to stop the Holy Spirit hotshots that is you and me, from allowing that flame to burn inside us and to change us daily. Folks, we need to just take the risk and jump into a new dangerous faith. When I mean dangerous, I mean a faith that takes us places, has us doing things that normally we wouldn't see ourselves doing. Kind of like your preacher here. 6 years ago, I didn't see myself. Oh, no. I liked being in the back where Robert was, running the sound system. I was very comfortable there. You know. But when I took that leap of faith, when I got into that dangerous faith, He's carried me to places I couldn't believe. I still find it amazing that I'm here in front of you. We just need to take a hold of that dangerous faith. We need to get unsettled, to feel the fire of the Holy Spirit burning in our heart and let it burn. You know, we could learn a little lesson from our Pentecostal brothers. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, we should start running across the top of the pews. Not ready to get that dangerous. Most of these pews aren't bolted down, so we probably hurt ourselves, so we won't do that. But the excitement that's inside, the desire that's inside of our Pentecostal brothers and sisters, that they get so excited, they just can't wait to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit is about. That's what God is calling us to. To be just so excited, so on fire on the inside about what God is doing in our lives, that everyone we see, we just have got to tell them, hey, I just got to tell you what's going on in my life. I got to tell you about my Jesus. I got to tell you about the Holy Spirit, how He's burning in me. That's what He's talking about, a faith like that. That we're just so fired up that we don't see fear. We just go and do what we feel we're called to do. We need to leap blindly into God's friendly cleansing fire. This little adversity, this little change is good and healthy for the soul. It keeps us from becoming too complacent. So I ask you on this Pentecost Sunday to take the leap. Open your heart. Let the fire of God burn within you. Become a Holy Spirit hotshot. See your life changed and made fresh, made new. Will you pray with me?